So there was one other piece of news which kind of slipped in, and I saw all kinds of propaganda about it, and I happen to know a little bit about the topic, and I thought my research, because of course, whenever you have something as big as Occupy Wall Street and the Occupy movement, there's all kinds of things happening. Legislation takes place, executive orders are carried out, boots are sent to the ground.
Breaking news tonight, the United States is now involved in 7 conflicts. President Obama says he's dispatching roughly 100 of our troops to Uganda to battle one of Central Africa's most brutal rebel groups, the Lord's Resistance Army, which has been operating for 20 years in Uganda. The White House says the first American troops arrived in Uganda Wednesday, but ultimately they will also deploy to South Sudan, the Central African Republic, and the Democratic Republic of Congo as advisors, says the White House. The Lord's Resistance Army began its attacks in Uganda more than 2 decades ago. It's recently been pushing westward. Human rights groups say its atrocities have left thousands dead, forced more than 300,000 others from their homes. The United States.
So this is it's a very interesting story. As you know, I lived in Uganda for 3 years. Not that I remember much of it. I was very young. But I've always kind of kept up on Uganda, and I've always kind of followed along with things. And I put in a couple calls to some people who might have known a little bit more about that. What do you know about this Lord's Revolution Army headed by Joseph Kony, John, because I've done some research and I was quite surprised at what people actually have been told, i.e. the guy, he has the children's army, he kills women, he kills children, he's a horrible murderer, sex crimes with children, all kinds of horrible, horrible stuff. Is this analogous to what you have been taught about the LRA?
No,